92.9 Triple M, it's Dave, Michelle Percy, alternative for Brekkie. Right now, let's say g'day to this man.
Our next guest is no stranger to radio. He was on Triple J for 7 years.
Hi, I'm Tom.
My name's Alex.
We're from Triple J Breakfast.
Since then, he's shined on the TV, The Project, Q&A, Celebrity Name Game, and his own show Tonightly with Tom Ballard.
Hey, is that of interest? Any baby boomers in tonight? No? Good, let's talk about them. When are they going to shuffle off this mortal coil and give me a house?
And if that wasn't enough, he's now an author. Let's talk with the triple threat himself, Tom Ballard.
Oh, my
triple
Lord.
Threat.
Welcome.
Wow. Hello.
Wow. We didn't mention dancing. Can you dance?
I did tap dancing with Alex Dyson when I was growing from Warrnambool in Country Victoria.
Beautiful. Oh, you're a Warrnambool man.
Warrnambool boy. Warrnambool shout out.
Tap dancing would have been big there.
Yeah, huge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It made me really popular.
Dan at the Whalers.
It got me a lot of action with the ladies.
Yeah. I had a mate who he got attacked by a tomahawk there, and he was tap dancing his way around it at the time. That's
what?
How he escaped.
What are you talking about?
Warrnambool.
In Warrnambool, got attacked by a tomahawk.
I was going to say, he doesn't care about the city. He wants to know about the tomahawk.
Warrnambool boy.
What did he...
I don't think I can say too much, actually, because he did go to court.
Is it before the courts?
It happened a while ago.
It could be a fruity place. Yeah. You know, Warrnambool. Wow. It had a bit of action going on when it had nothing going on, or it had full action going on.
There was nothing going on, and so people took some substances to make it more interesting, and then you busted out the tomahawk.
The tomahawk's out.
The Warrnambool Standard, I think, was the paper.
Substandard. Substandard. There you go.
I still remember one day there was a picture on the front of it of a budgie in a cage because it had survived a house fire.
That's a pretty good story.
That is a good story.
I mean, it's a feel-good, for sure.
I had a routine years ago about calling my friend Jeremy at home saying, what's going in Warrnambool? And he said, did you hear about the Bacardi Breezer on the top of the Norfolk Pine?
Oh.
I said, what? Someone took a Bacardi Breezer, put it on the top of a Norfolk Pine. No one knows how they got up there. Front page of the Standard.
And fair.
It is a big mystery. They never crack it.
And I don't know how, I know we'll land on Warrnambool, but it's a big weekend in Warrnambool this week because it's the Warrnambool Cup.
It's the mate races.
Oh, the Warrnambool Cup this week. So
it's a week worth of debauchery.
Yes, of course. Now, Tom, just quickly, as your radio guests come in, a bit of paper slides in front of you.
God.
A little bit. And I tend to not read them. I usually just draw on the back of them.
Sure. But you can't read, is that right?
I can't read.
Yeah, right.
But this, actually, I did have to go to reading classes back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah, Yeah.
Do you reckon it's a dyslexia
before you got the job here at Triple M?
Nah, just so slow.
They insisted upon it.
Yeah, I was so slow at reading. Like, my wife would read 50 to 100 books a year, and I've read one book in my life called The Dry.
Well,
you've wasted your time. They made that into a series on Stan.
And a movie as well. But it's so much. I had to do a review every day on radio for 15 pages.
Are you kidding
And
me?
I made up sex scenes and everything was going on. But Jane Harper, the author, was listening in.
Oh, no.
And at the end she was like, well, pretty close minus the sex scenes. I just got a bit fruity with it. So I need to watch the movie in case they did include the sex scenes.
Oh, you could be out for a payout if she's just if she's lent from you.
Yeah, but the first line, Michelle, I've got here... Tom Ballard is undeniably one of Australia's comedians. That's what it says.
You can't deny it. You try to deny it. Absolutely try to deny it.
I wouldn't point at your people. I'd point at our people.
That cannot
be denied. A lot
of typos.
No, I wrote that. I didn't want to say I was undeniably one of Australia's best comedians or funniest comedians. I think that's bragging. I don't think you should put that in a press release. I'm just in the list of comedians. You can make up your mind as to whether you think I'm any good.
Insert word. You should just leave insert word and then we can add what we need to.
Dumbest, fattest, annoying.
Tom Ballard. Good point. Well made.
That's the show.
This is the show. What's going to happen to us? What sort of journey are we going on?
Oh, my God. I'm going to make so many good points, guys. I'm going to make them really good.
Are you a good arguer?
Well, I yell a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's how you win them.
That's how I do my comedy.
It's always the loudest.
I feel like I intimidate audiences into laughing and thinking I'm smart. That's sort of the plan. But the show is mainly about a hilarious topic, the voice referendum from last year, which everybody loved and enjoyed and had a good time on. It wasn't depressing in any way. My boyfriend is an Aboriginal man. I followed the whole thing pretty closely. I was pretty bummed about the results, and I've spun that into comedy gold.
Right.
But it's also a really fun Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm so bad. See, this is why you can't write a press release.
How did the boyfriend take it? Did you run things past him? Do you go, here's a little bit. What do you think of that?
I get him to approve all the jokes, particularly when we're touching on some racial stuff.
Yeah.
I talk about the fact, you know, I have a gay original boyfriend, which makes me better than you. And if you don't have a gay original boyfriend, you know, do better.
Yeah.
Fair.
And it's crazy to be in a gay interracial relationship because I, you know, remember watching gay interracial pornography as a teenager just thinking this is amazing. Maybe one day that'll be me up there. And
now you're the star.
Now I'm the star.
I'm the poster boy.
And I want to thank those websites, Black Daddy and Boomerang Boys and Broke Black Mountain and the traditional boners.
I told you to leave gaps in the press, and I'm trying to write this down. Goodness me, you're filling it in too much.
Yes. So I say those jokes, and in Melbourne, everyone goes, "Oh, we allowed to laugh at that." I say, "Don't worry, my gay original boyfriend has approved of these. Laugh away."
And then everyone, does everyone go, comfy now?
It's okay. I mean, don't you think it's weird? We don't have, unlike in America, where you got black comics, we're talking about race politics all the time. I think in Australia, we still get a little touchy
less
feely.
So.
About
that. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
There are awesome Aboriginal comedians out there talking about this stuff too. And obviously, I don't want to, you know, make it all about me. But I just happen to have this perspective because of my partner and because I care about this stuff. So that's sort of, when you feel like something's wrong or something like annoying you in the country, that's probably a good starting point.
Well, you're taking from your life, of course, as you said, like you've got an Aboriginal boyfriend. Well, what else from your life have you taken from you? I mean, we obviously just talked about Warrnambool.
Yes. Well, the other big routine that's causing a lot of ripples across the country is the section of the show in which I discuss the fact that I'm a stander. Okay. When I go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I am wiping areas.
Oh, yes.
I had it the wrong way around.
Yes.
I thought it was quite normal, the standing part.
I thought you meant pee stand, right. But you're talking about when you're tending to business after
tending to business,
the twos.
Cleaning, and let's, you know, it's a highbrow show. It's Triple M Breakfast. Let's, you know, raise the tone here.
Sure, yeah.
But when
I see the boys are disgusted then.
So what are you...
I'm trying to work it out.
Are you feel free to... Are you comfortable identifying?
I'm a sitter.
You're a sitter, yeah.
I'm a sitter.
I'm a sitter. Okay. My five-year-old son comes out after a try, bends over, grabs his ankles and says, "Clean as a whistle, Dad." Every single time. Clean as a whistle. And it's just smeared halfway up his back. No, not quite, mate. Come here, I'll give it a go for you.
And at what age will you say this is unacceptable?
He knows it's a bit off, and he might just say, "I think it's a shower job."
You know what I love, though?
Good morning, Ted.
His awareness. He's aware.
He's aware of it. Yes. How's his reading going? Is he?
No, look, funnily enough, Tom Ballard runs on anger via the Australian, which clearly I would not read as a battling in the reading industry.
Sure.
But what is one thing that you've done recently where you're like, "Oh, shit, that was anger"? Like, for example, Ted, who I just spoke about, dropped a toy on his toe, and now it's as black as... And I grabbed the toy, took it outside, and smashed it.
Oh, no more vlogging for
and
it,
I was like, geez, that was a bit angry. I don't know if I needed to do that upon reflection.
It's not the toy's fault, is it?
Well,
no, it's not. But it's one that doesn't stop going every time it's touched. So it had to go.
So it was
a built-up anger and a battle between me and the rhinoceros police officer.
Uh-huh.
And eventually the rhino got done.
Yeah,
Congratulations.
So your anger comes from, not that it hurt, Ted, it's like that's the final straw.
Well, it's the final, because every time you put it in its little tub, down the bottom, you hear it, and you're like, get that toy out from underneath, pull out all these toys, and then anyway, it nearly broke Ted's toe, so it was time to go.
So that's your latest snap? Yeah. Can you match that? Can you match Officer Rhino?
I'm generally all right. I unleash my comedy, my anger through my comedy, so that's sort of my outlet, I suppose. I got furious in the bank the other day. I'm with one of the big four banks because of capitalism.
Does it have a letter it starts with?
There's letters involved.
No, okay.
Let's just say that much.
Right.
I'm worried, though. I don't know what they could do to me.
They could sponsor you, though. Yeah. Just be careful, you know what I mean? This is
Tom the Lefty comedian, brought to you by Comeback. Yeah, that'd be good. But they gave me this home loan account. I have a home loan now. I have a house, by the way, now. So I actually think that landlords are great and interest rates are a real issue. But but they gave me the wrong BSB number on the account.
Right.
Okay, and so that's annoying because when you want to tell people to pay money into that account, you need to give them the right BSB number. Sure. And all I wanted, I went into the branch and said, "This is a mistake that you've made. Please fix this up." And they said, "Well, you need to call our center." But I've done that already. Fixed it, and actually this is your mistake, and so why don't you fix it? They said, "No, you have to go to the other correct branch," and I was really losing my mind. I'm like, "You're one of the big four banks. You're making billions of dollars. Change the number."
And it'd be an Australian branch with an Australian call centre, I'd imagine.
Well, no.
No, no, no.
No, I was talking to someone who, God bless them, but there were some barriers.
Did anyone deposit money into this account and it's gone God knows where because of the BSB, or does it reject it?
It does. It rejects
it
them,
just
yes.
Oh,
so
thank
if you tell them
God.
The correct BSB, then the money comes through and it's
fine. Because
that
could have been a silver lining. And my friend just gave me $500,000. And God knows where that is. Chase it up.
Every couple of years, a story like that pops up on the news where a guy's like, $3 million was deposited in my bank and wasn't sure, so I bought
God
a house and another car and whole aid.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. It could have been mine.
I didn't know where it came from.
People get $3 million.
I wasn't aware of the interest rate.
And that customer service stuff drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not the person's fault, right? The person in front of you, they're an ordinary person. They don't know how the system works either. Mm-hmm.
They didn't give you the wrong BSB.
BSB.
Oh,
if you want to hear this level of fired up in this this Friday, the
but with jokes, yeah, heaps of jokes.
Crazy,
jokes
in between. Now I'm pissed off. Yeah.
Tom Ballard, good point, well made. At the Retrobite, you can get your tickets at perthcomedyfestival.com.au. Go forth and do that right now. Tom Ballard, thanks for coming in this morning, mate.
Thank you, legends.
It's 92.9 Triple M.